news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
President Biden on Thursday signed the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package, the American Rescue Plan Act, into law, setting into motion the distribution of checks up to $1,400 for most Americans, and billions of dollars in aid to schools, businesses, and state, local, and tribal governments to help them contend with the pandemic. The bill also extends extra unemployment benefits and provides more funding for vaccine distribution. The key measures in the package are predicted to slash the poverty rate by about a third through enhanced food stamp benefits, housing and unemployment assistance, and reliable streams of income for struggling families and workers. The bill passed without even one Republican vote. Congressional Democrats may have to keep going it alone as they take on the next big items on Biden's agenda, from infrastructure to tackling the climate crisis and immigration issues. President Biden then delivered his first primetime address to the nation Thursday evening, providing a stark contrast to the former guy. Kind of a refreshing change to have a president whose focus is on the American people instead of himself.
I will not relent until we beat this virus, but I need you, the American people. I need you. Beating this virus and getting back to normal depends on national unity. And national unity isn't just how politicians vote in Washington, what the loudest voices say on cable or online. Unity is what we do together as fellow Americans. Because if we don't stay vigilant and the conditions change, then we may have to reinstate restrictions to get back on track. And please, we don't want to do that again.
As you'd expect from a leader, Biden laid out some ambitious goals for beating this pandemic, rather than claiming that
it's going to disappear one day. It's like a miracle. It will disappear.
So President Biden called for states to open coronavirus vaccinations to all U.S. adults by May 1st and urged Americans to get vaccinated, saying that would be the key to making small group celebrations possible for the 4th of July.
If we do all this, if we do our part, if we do this together, by July the 4th, there's a good chance you, your families and friends will be able to get together in your backyard or in your neighborhood and have a cookout or a barbecue and celebrate Independence Day. That doesn't mean large events with lots of people together, but it does mean small groups will be able to get together. After this long, hard year, that will make this Independence Day something truly special, where we not only mark our independence as a nation, but we begin to mark our independence from this virus.
The most stark difference between Biden and the former guy is empathy. We lived for the last 4 years with a president who didn't know the meaning of the word. President Biden hits the road this weekend to explain how the American Rescue Plan will benefit the people who need help the most. From the It's About Time files, the House of Representatives on Thursday passed two gun control bills, one seeking to close a loophole by expanding background checks to online and gun show sales, and the other providing 10 business days for federal background checks before gun sales can be licensed. 8 Republicans voted for the first bill, only 2 backed the second. Now comes the tough part as it heads to the Senate, which is split 50-50. And Democrats cannot afford to lose even one vote. Although things appear to be improving on the COVID-19 fight, experts are warning that tens of thousands more people in the U.S. will die before we get to a recovery phase, perhaps reaching a pandemic total of 598,000 by July 1st. The figure has risen from previous forecasts due to declining mask use and more contagious variants. In his speech, President Biden asked Americans to follow the CDC guidelines on masks and social distancing to keep coronavirus dangers at bay. Former acting Secretary of Defense under Donald Trump, Chris Miller, who was in office on the day of the January 6th Capitol uprising, pointing the finger at Donald Trump, saying that without him, it's, quote, pretty much definitive that the attack would not have occurred. Miller pointed to the speech that Trump delivered at the rally before the insurrection. Quote, the question is, would anybody have marched on the Capitol and overrun the Capitol without the president's speech? He asked. Quote, I think it's pretty much definitive that wouldn't have happened. All righty then. Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves has signed the first statewide anti-trans laws of 2021, banning transgender athletes from competing in women's sports in the state's public schools and colleges. Similar bills are brewing in other state houses, with one now sitting on the desk of South Dakota's Republican governor. And another type of horrible legislation is also gaining steam. They would restrict voting access. More than 250 similar bills are in circulation nationwide, spurred on by Republican legislators in response to false claims of voter fraud during the 2020 election. And we're on trial watch. Ex-Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin now faces an additional murder charge in the death of George Floyd after a state judge reinstated a count of third-degree murder. It's sometimes called depraved mind or depraved heart murder, but third-degree murder generally applies to a case in which a person does something eminently dangerous to others with no regard for human life. The added charge provides another potential pathway to conviction in this high-profile case. Chauvin is already facing charges of second-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. He's pleaded not guilty to all three. Jury selection began on Tuesday. Five jurors have already been seated. Opening statements will probably happen around March 29th. And finally, another lie proven wrong. Remember this?
If he's elected, the stock market will crash.
Yeah, no. Again, the Dow is a lousy indicator of how the economy is doing as a whole. But just to debunk another of Trump's tens of thousands of lies he told while in office, the Dow closed Thursday at a record high of 32,485.59, surging at the very moment the president signed the massive American Relief Plan Act. Go figure. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.